Thank you so much for joining us, Christina.
Oh, hi, Ruby. Pleasure.
So our first question is, for those unaware, would you be able to define cancel culture?
Cancel culture is a form of boycotting the star to a digital platform, and it's mainly done through Twitter. And the goal of cancel culture is to identify public figures as well as corporations and call them out for what's perceived as questionable beliefs and bad behaviour, like a celebrity making inflammatory racist remarks, even if it's just in jest. So cancelling's a really public act of withdrawing your support from someone or a group.
Right, of course. And what kind of impact can cancel culture actually have, both on general society and on the person being publicly shamed?
Let's start with person being publicly shamed. When there's a public backlash against them, as you see in cancel culture, quite often that public figure will issue some sort of apology. They'll be having to admit that they're wrong, and that's probably the best thing that they can actually do in social media to address criticisms levelled against them. And we've seen many instances, especially in the last 2 years, of figures, public figures and also companies bowing to public pressure to admit that they were wrong about something, such as James Gunn, who was the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy films, and he made some inflammatory, really provocative statements about 8 to 9 years ago on social media on topics such as rape and pedophilia. And these have resurfaced in the last 2 years. And because of the cancel culture surrounding those comments that he made, he did issue an apology. You've also got companies such as Gucci coming out with some questionable choices on the runway, such as their black balaclava jumper that they came out with last year. But when you pulled up the neck, it looked a lot like it was evoking blackface. And because of the backlash against that on social media, Gucci issued an apology. And this year, they actually appointed a head of diversity and equity in their company to try and create a greater atmosphere of inclusivity within Gucci itself. So on one hand, you've got, well, what impact does the cancel culture have on the public figure? And on the other hand, you've got the impact on the consumers, on the audiences, on the rest of us. So we can do a couple of things. As the audience, we can start to think about ethically our choices in consuming different media, and also who we want to vote for in elections, because cancel culture is not just for celebrities, it's also leveled at figures such as politicians. And through cancel culture, we start to think about the choices that we make, and this can lead to a big shift in public opinion. And you can do a couple of different things as the audience. So you can just denounce on social media that you don't support someone or a group, and you can take the next step of actually taking action, and quite often that is not buying products, shifting shifting the way you purchase things. So instead of a particular brand that you think is questionable, you'll start buying other products as a way of saying, I'm withholding my money from your company because I don't support your values.
Absolutely. And how can we really, I guess, distinguish between like a celebrity or public figure making a mistake and then being genuinely problematic?
So this judgment often based on the response to the criticism. So social media becomes the court of public opinion, where people make decisions based on, say, a tweet about someone having done something, say, racist or homophobic. And so it's a strategy for public figures to also use social media as a way of letting their fans, their base, know that, yep, I did something wrong. I'm admitting to it, and I apologise. And that's, I guess this is where you can kind of make that judgment of, is this a mistake, or is this a bad person who we really don't want to support? So was the person remorseful? Did they seem genuine? Did they make an apology? And also, did they seem genuine about it? Or did they do, the opposite? Did they double down, or did they deny something? Or were they really dismissive? And a good comparison is, and let's look at politicians here, Justin Trudeau's response to the blackface pictures and and videos that came out in the lead up to the federal election in Canada, which happened last week. So Justin Trudeau was very contrite, and he apologised very quickly in the media and also on social media. So people were willing to give him the benefit of the doubt that he had just done something that he really regretted now, in hindsight. Now, you compare this to, say, Donald Trump's response to any sort of criticism that is, put towards him. And his response is the opposite, it's to deny, or we're just worse than what he said. So there, I think people could make a judgment of, someone just did something that they wish they hadn't done now, or that person really does back that bad behaviour, still back those questionable values.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more about how they respond afterwards.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, my last question is, does cancel culture actually have a lasting effect? Because, we look at, for example, Louis C.K. has just announced a 14-city tour after his controversy, Harvey Weinstein's being welcomed at, comedy/acting venues. That's another thing that came out recently. So we see this kind of trend of cancel culture, but is it really, does cancel culture actually have a lasting effect, or is it kind of just something like a false whistle, I guess?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Ruby. Cancel culture itself is a pretty new phenomenon. The hashtag cancel first came out in 2015, so it hasn't really been around that long, but it really took off with the Me Too movement in 2017. It really took off because it was a way for the public to come out and, voice their opinions and to hold other people accountable, or for companies accountable. So there was a lot of positive thinking about what cancel culture could do, that we as the public had some sort of power to speak back to these figures. And we do see people responding by apologising, by admitting they're wrong. Then we feel that it's starting to make a difference. But then we also do see cases of where people seem to have not really fessed up or seemed genuine about when they've apologised, and they've gone on still to have very highly successful careers. And you kind of wonder, was it a slap on the wrist, or did it actually change the way someone thought about an issue such as something that they might have said that could be perceived as racist or homophobic? And so the lasting effect of cancel culture, I think we're actually seeing a backlash against cancel culture right now, like there's calls to cancel culture. And, I think that's a little bit too simplistic to think about, it doesn't work at all. Because in some instances, you've actually seen how it has changed public opinion about things. And it's actually gotten people to actually come out and say, to admit to wrongdoing. That is quite a big deal. But what we need to see next coming out of cancel culture is people acting on what they say they will and they won't support. So it's not enough just to say an actor is cancelled. What do we as the audience do about it? And, sometimes that's a very personal decision. I mean, it's really easy to jump online and say so-and-so is cancelled. But what are you actually going to do about it? Are you going to burn the memorabilia you have of that particular artist? Are you going to stop paying? Are you going to stop going to the movies so that that actor or the director or that studio doesn't get your money? So I think with cancel culture, we're seeing some fatigue around it because everything seems to be up for, up in the air for cancel culture. Everything seems to be on the table for cancel culture. It used to be about social justice, but now people are, also using it for quite minor things that are not about social injustice and social justice, but it's people having gripes and just saying, well, we're going to cancel something because we just don't like you. So in terms of the full extent and the effectiveness of cancel culture, I don't know, the jury's still out on that, but I think it's really sad to get people thinking about, the moral and ethical responsibilities of public figures and also our own moral and ethical decisions.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Christina. It's been lovely having you on the show.
Thanks very much, Ruby.